It's a Daily Talk Show episode 361.
Live from the Big Strawberry.
What? Anyone else expecting more than that?
Yeah,
can
Kunamu.
I do it?
I don't know. Well, no, I mean, so where we are right now is in Kunamu, which is northern Victoria, I think. There's a giant strawberry here. This is what I think Sam Mack would feel
literally
like.
Literally what I was going to say. And now let's look at the national forecast. It has that vibe.
I don't know how he'd survive because my hands, like right now it's like 9 p.m., 8 p.m., and it's, I think, like 7 degrees and windy. It's freezing.
Yeah, you're a big baby when it comes to weather.
I think I am a bit. I mean, I just like being inside. So this is not far from Shepparton where we did yesterday's episode.
Yeah.
And it's like it gets so much colder than Melbourne out here.
The one thing that I do want to point out, so if you don't know about the big strawberry, Australia, I don't know, 3D Dill, do you in Canada have any big items?
We have a big apple, but it's not the big apple.
It's not
but
New
it's,
York?
It's a
no.
big apple.
Okay,
it's
interesting.
Just, you've just taken off
It's like
America.
2.5 hours outside of Toronto.
No, but Australia is famous for the big things, like...
big prawn?
The big prawn, the Spiders. Big pineapple. The pineapple was in...
Queensland?
No, the pineapple... No, big banana. That's what I'm thinking. Coffs Harbour.
Can we look up where the big pineapple is, please? I believe that is in Queensland.
I could imagine that's in Queensland.
But if you're ever wondering, what are they made of? The thing that I don't know, I can't
Can you
answer it,
that thing?
But I was getting slightly worried because I feel like this would be hot property to be stolen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could imagine things getting stolen. Mm-hmm. When I was in Shepparton, there was gates being stolen.
What
so
do you like, mean?
Yeah, so it was a legit thing. Mm-hmm. Mugs would rock up and steal people's front gates, like the big steel gate.
Well, it's like gardens and plants and things like that. Like having been to plant farms or places where you buy plants, I understand now why that actually happened. Like people actually rip plants out of people's gardens.
Rip them out, yeah. What a Gronk move. That's an absolute Gronk move. So we've been filming for the last couple of days in a place called Leeton, which is in New South Wales. And we're burning the midnight oil. Mm-hmm. We're just going to get this episode out so we don't break our streak. Oh, my God. So none of us have Snapchat. Actually, 3D Dill has Snapchat.
3D Dill is prolific. Yeah. He's a good friend, Autumn. He is constantly Snapchatting with her.
Yeah. So... is that just how you communicate? You just send a photo plus some text on it?
That's the premise of Snapchat, yeah.
No, I know what Snapchat is, you little smart ass. But I'm saying the way you use it. Because so I had a work experience kid on once, Mitch, and he was literally just taking photos of his feet but then using the text on screen as the way to communicate. So you just actually use the messaging
service?
I'll use
my actual face or I'll send a picture of what I'm doing.
Okay.
Is it a way of him making it so that things aren't sort of sticking around? If
maybe.
He's saying something dirty or something?
I don't know. It was just like he's just doing it all day. That's probably why I didn't hang around after work experience. But a friend of mine, Ryan, Bodie's godfather actually, he just shared some news, some big news, that he's just celebrated his 1,000-day... snap streak with his mate. So there's
so
like
snap
they,
streak
yeah
is
they
re, like...
they reveal they release like award system, which means people just gamify it. So it's like if you keep your streak going, it you know it celebrates and
well,
so
it tells you like you can actually
it tells
it has
you.
Like a flame and shit.
So he's got 1,000-day snap streak.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if 3D Dill is getting pretty close to 1,000. Where are you at with Autumn?
Autumn and I currently have a 943-day snap streak. We've had the streak almost as long as we've known each other.
Oh, so you're going to go, you'll get the 1,000.
I'll get my 1,000.
Maybe
here,
we should do a big celebration.
Yeah, what could we do? What could we do?
I don't know.
Even FaceTime.
Get Autumn on the show. So we do the 1,000th snap of all of us. So we make it about us.
I appreciate that. With this road trips, a bit. If we do a bit of a sort of a retro, I know we haven't... arrived in Melbourne yet. We're still about 4 hours away.
Yeah.
Is it 4 hours or no, three?
2 hours and 50 minutes from this destination.
Okay.
But we're going to stop for a HSP, maybe a kebab.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That'd be good.
So how are we feeling about how things are going in the car?
Yeah. All I've been thinking about is I'm annoyed I didn't bring lip balm. Mm-hmm. I just, I'm not...
You're
we've talked about this before.
Baby.
No, but I don't have like a... I don't have a... skincare routine, or like I don't bring a pouch with all my things.
Like
you
a
did.
Toiletry bag.
I'm a useless bloke.
You didn't bring any toothpaste.
I brought a toothbrush. I brought my asthma pump because I had an asthma attack. Yeah.
That's the ultimate not my problem, isn't it?
What
or
is?
It's no, not bringing toothpaste.
I forgot.
Okay.
And so I strive, like I think I want to get, if we start doing more of these road trips with, which I think we should now.
You want to be
the
guy that?
I want to be the guy that has a little pack, maybe has a little bit of cologne in there, has a little bit of hand lotion, make sure that I can cater for the boys. A bit of lip balm. Everyone's had cracked lips. We're all dehydrated. We've drank way too many coffee. Had too many bickies thanks to RWW Group.
Yeah, we were. RWW Group are some guys who they specialize in like safety, like PPE or like uniforms and stuff, and they embroid, you know.
If
onto,
you see any bloke on a building site
or woman,
wearing like high vis, chance is it's come from their warehouse.
Yeah. And the funny thing was I was I do get conscious, self-conscious that potentially I show some of my city boy vibes. Like it feels like in the country or regional Australia.
Oh yeah.
People are a little bit harder.
Well, I think it even makes you recognize those city traits within yourself.
Like lip balm. Like that feels like a bit of a city trait.
But even just things like cold. There's a few things. Even
what did you just say?
Like cold.
Oh, being
like
cold.
The
yeah.
cold. I think, it's just, they just get on with it. There's a resilience that people from regional areas, the country, have.
Well, Mr. 97, I think, has been showing where he sort of is a great dude. He's got a lot going for him. We've pushed him hard from a dating scene point of view.
Yeah.
But maybe not the easiest guy to date.
Why? What do you think?
Well, I think if we start at the pasty.
So the kid hadn't had a pasty. We gave him his first pasty. We've given him his first lot of things. His first job, we found out.
But
this is your first job, isn't it?
Yeah, first proper job. Yeah.
Working a part of the Gronk squad. How's that? First job, Gronk squad.
We haven't even started yet. So first the pasty. I asked him, we got him a pasty, which he called a pasty, not a pasty, it's a pasty. I asked him, what did you think? He said, I wouldn't order it myself. And then he doesn't drink coffee, so we got him a hot chocolate. He managed to burn his tongue on the hot chocolate on day one and ended up in a situation where somehow 5 p.m. the next day he was still complaining about the hot chocolate.
We go to the pub last night and he orders... Which I thought no one would order this at this place. It was a stir fry from a pub.
Yeah.
They came out and they said, sorry, mate, we don't have the noodles because we don't make this fucking thing that much.
You know, I can sort of understand, you know, there's vegetarians, vegans, all that sort of thing. Yeah, it's a very clear line. The one that Mr. 97 is bringing me sort of attuned to or starting to understand is he's very particular of where his chickens come from. He's got real fucking poultry fucking... He's a big fucking poultry pumper.
We've eaten a lot of schnitzels.
Well, but I have, but Mr. 97 has turned away most chicken based on not knowing.
Like, where the chicken comes from.
Do you get free range? I know you get free range eggs. Do you actually get free range chicken?
Yeah.
So if you have the option, you buy free range chicken.
Yeah, I think it's just a standard at home. You just
it's a standard. Standard
Denise is bloody buying just free range.
I said to Mason, "Do you buy your groceries?" He said, "No."
But he's got a strong opinion on Aldi, given that he loves Aldi.
No, actually, he does the shopping, but he doesn't pay for them.
Oh, okay, sure.
He's still living at home.
Does mum just give a credit card? Have you ever?
Do you say, mum, we're going to put through an expense claim?
Yeah, well, luckily enough, I've actually got it attached to my Google Pay. So I can
mum's card on Google Pay. Yeah. Wow. How have you felt? Is this out of your comfort zone going away for a bit of a road trip with the guys? This is your first work trip, too?
First work trip, yeah.
This is
it's not that. I don't feel that uncomfortable. It's a bit of fun. Well, it's like hanging out with the boys.
Yeah, it's just the boys. This is the first boys trip I've ever been on.
Yeah, but we're also here working, so it's a part of the business.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I like, if we were to stax on anyone, because there is, you did mention the fact that when it's the boys and we're out being the boys and doing that sort of stuff, there is a tendency to play a bit of stax on based on trying to avoid being the one that's getting stacked.
So, because what happens is, I realise, and I hadn't ever had this thought, is we say if you're the one getting stacked on,
yeah,
it feels horrible. Mm. So if you see an opportunity, an opening,
yeah,
to jump on and jump on the gravy train of someone else getting stacked on, you do it really quickly.
Yeah.
And so that way it promotes a culture of just stacked looking on, for exactly. your opportunity to
But the problem
on.
Is Mr. 97's wanting to know how was the gravy made. You know?
Yeah.
That was a free range. It didn't land.
It didn't land. So anyway, moving on.
Am I bombing on my own show? How did
you bomb? I didn't even get where the gravy reference came
from. Well, because you said the gravy train, get on the gravy.
Okay, I know.
Anyway,
I get you.
It doesn't matter. Who I want to be stacking on is Mr. 97 because we'll just go through the list.
Okay, what's
but he done? He said to me on the first night. Mm. He said we just had a few final things to do. I appreciate he's doing long hours anyway.
Yeah,
but he did say he's like. I'm going to get this thing done. I'm going to have a 30-minute nap, and I've put my alarm on.
When was this?
It was probably like, it was what, almost midnight.
Oh, so this was the first night we got. So Sunday night.
We had shit to deliver on, specifically the 360 video.
Yeah, so Sunday night.
That fucking 360 video, that was 100 gigabytes.
Yeah, it was a lot of effort to get that up.
Yeah, so be thankful. If you watched in three, we appreciate you watching in 360. No, but I appreciate that. So what happened? So you went to bed.
Because I'm stacking on him, he can't say what happened.
Yeah.
No, I, Mr. 97 was specific in, he's like, I'm going to be more productive if I just have a quick nap and then do this rather than just doing it now, which is fine.
Mm. Well, I couldn't do it now anyway.
Because I was using the laptop.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, he fell asleep, great, for a nap, that's what you want, but he didn't put an alarm on. And so 45 minutes went by, an hour went by, and I was like, do I wake him up? I already felt
he's
bad with him.
He's in deep sleep. He's in the deep REM sleep by then.
Yeah. And so I decided not. I was like, you know what? I'll let him panic because he cares. And and so he'll wake up at 4 a.m. and go.
And what happened? I didn't know about this.
Yeah. Well, I heard Dill turn the light off. I think Dill was turning the light off. and then it was just sort of like a. It was like, safe, I'm safe, I can not do this anymore. But I got up in the morning early to check if Josh put on the render for the GoPro video.
Which I had.
Yeah. You had, okay.
So which was lucky.
Yeah.
Because we would have been in trouble.
I can't believe I didn't know about this.
Yeah. Well, you got the single.
I would have jumped straight away.
Because you were already in bed.
No, I was asleep, but the next day I would have at least given him a dead arm.
I think I came in, that was the next night I came in and you were watching our own 360 video
bed. Tucked up in bed, privileged, just, how good's this?
Yeah, just like turning it, not realising the pain that went into it.
Josh was the reason it all came together.
There feels like a slight delay based on us being tired and also the fact that in front of a fucking strawberry.
Oh, my back's done in. Like, this is, I'm sore.
Which I, to
feel
be honest,
like an old man.
Can I say that it makes me feel some form of good feeling when everyone's back sore.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Because when I see your back sore, I'm like, you know what? Everyone's back sore. This isn't a problem that I just have.
Yeah, I've said it.
Tommy
many,
goes to the gym.
I've said sore. It many times. I actually haven't been deadlifting and squatting enough, and I know it's probably why my back's sore. And
really?
So it's annoying that I have to do it while I'm in pain, and it gets better. It's like moving into the pain helps the pain. It's annoying. It's so annoying.
That's what a guy said to me doing fucking kettlebells. I herniated two discs.
Yeah, but he also didn't.
Don't go towards the pain. If you've got pain.
Yeah. If you've got slip disc pain, herniate.
Or if you've got pain that you think could lead to a slip disc.
I saw a guy. It was the most graphic thing. He was like a strength and conditioning coach online. Oh. And he had made up. He probably spent so much time. He made up this vertebrae. And he had like the
jelly in, the
jelly in between the discs that is there to, that is what happens.
Isn't
so when
crazy?
You get a herniated disc,
what was that? Doing?
I was jumping.
What was that?
Like I was feeling the vertebrae.
They could have just pulled out all the
audio. I know.
They
could have ruined
everything. I was panicking for a second
guys,
while you're in midair.
Don't do it. You hurt yourself.
I reckon that's a good idea.
But what he had done was had this, and he had this really graphic image of him like moving the vertebrae and it blowing up. Some of the stuff in the middle that would like shoot out this look like strawberry jam. it was a bit of a homage to the Kunamu strawberry, but it was horrible. Anyway, that was horrible. Yeah.
Anyway, what's the time right now, Mr. 97?
Give me a second. My hands are so cold.
My Apple Watch.
It's 8:52.
My Apple Watch is dead because I didn't bring a charger.
Oh, yeah. But it's classic, like my brother who went to a music festival with his Apple Watch. And what happens at a music festival when he's got no charging point?
Yeah.
And so especially he's away for the weekend.
Especially when it's hipster sort of tense sort of situation.
Multi-day one.
Yeah. Multi-day one.
Multi-day one.
Don't ever call it a multi-day one. I mean, I haven't been to a music festival, and I know you don't call
have
it a multi-day.
Have you never been to a music festival?
No, my brother used to go to Big Day Out, and I was very impressed
that
by that.
That was very popular. It was like a... Yeah, it was a bit rocky. There was like
The Offspring, I feel like, may have been there.
Yeah.
I don't know many bands. But one thing I wanted to bring up is Mr. 97 and 3D Dill, they had two different bedrooms. One of them had two single beds.
Yeah. So I booked the accommodation in Leeton and found these lovely serviced apartments. And
they were nice, although security wasn't great thanks to our gronks.
What? So there was a pin code at the front door. Beep, 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 beep. Push the door. And all I hear is mate say, oh, it's 3131, isn't it? It's like, mate, people can hear you. He's never travelled. I mean, he's never travelled. Yeah. You travel with a butler, right, when you went to Europe?
But yeah, pretty much. I feel like it's a common...
Mum and dad.
It's a common trait. Yeah. He does. He sometimes forgets where he is. Because the thing is, I say fuck more than anyone. However, there is times where it's just like, you say he's at he's in the boardroom office or whatever. It's, fuck this, fuck that. It's like Mr. 97 works. It's like even when we're leaving the office, just I haven't put the alarm on. Like he's the first guy to say the alarm's not on, or it's just like hopefully no one steals the computer.
No, I mean no street smarts. Anyway, so I booked these two rooms, and I actually went in. I'm so grateful that I went in to the one that Josh and I shared. Checked both the bed, you know, queen size beds. Just went into the next one. I only checked one room of the second apartment.
Yeah,
and I checked the queen bedroom. So I didn't actually know that the second room had a room that just had two single beds, which is where Mason landed.
And so the big question is, how does Mr. 97 and 3D Deal decide who gets the single bed and who gets the queen bed?
Yeah, it didn't need to be a discussion between you and I. Same beds.
Yeah.
Just same beds.
You got the nicer room.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It did have sort of a nicer sort of...
We spent hardly any time. We were hanging out in their room more than ours.
Well, I've actually travelled with people and did a bit of reverse psychology.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, this room is fucking great.
Oh.
And then they're like, they come in like, man, it is sick, isn't it? I'm like, yeah.
When I was on the road,
they ended up taking that one and I got the one that had the bigger fucking windows. They fucked up.
So great. Anyway. And you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
When I was on the road stripping.
And I'm the psychopath.
Through New Zealand.
Yeah.
So we did like over 20 shows in different areas of Mr. 97's motherland, but we were staying in motels, different hotels, and it was six blokes, and it was always a fight. A lot of testosterone, but we just sorted it out with a
rock paper scissors.
It's rock paper scissors. Everyone says it's fucking rock paper scissors. Right. So it was just straight
scissors,
in
paper rock.
So yeah, you cut me. I always went scissors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I worked out they were just gronks. They were just this one guy I kept doing it with. I was like,
well, they were always doing paper.
I fucking knew what he
what was he doing?
Time. I just went rock and it was scissors, and if it didn't work, I went rock and I won every time. And so I worked it out.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Just because it must have been a pattern. So every time I started with scissors, and if he that doesn't work. I must have got him always on scissors. Now I see what you mean. So I always got him.
I reckon there's no strategy. You think that you've applied some strategy.
I went scissors every time and I got the fucking queen or king-size bed is my point. How did you gronks work it out?
Pretty easily. Mason's like, man, you're from Canada and like you're here for 4 months, you can have the good bed.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, thanks, dude. I appreciate that. I was going to take it anyways, whether it was with a simple conversation or by brute force.
I mean, we spent 20 minutes beating up Mason, and he's done a really nice thing.
Yeah. No, like, why don't we take a moment to say...
Yeah, it's a redeeming
factor. Yeah.
He's being very good. He's getting better at backing up footage, which has been sort of a pain point. Yes. His language around it needs to change, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so we had a good system going. I would change the cards in the camera and I would get them off Mr. 97, who had done his work. So I didn't even see what he said, but I just said to him, mate, can I initialize the media, which is just reformatting the card and the camera? And I'd have to go through a process to get there, and it'd give me a prompt. Do you want to do this? And I'd just say, Mr. 97, can I do this? And he'd say, yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, it should be right.
Yeah, it should be right. No, mate, I'm about to delete all the footage we just filmed.
You just said the client, like... Yeah, he said it should be right. Do you
reckon that's fucking legit? Give him another one, which was 3, 2... And I pressed it once and he goes, oh, shit. Little prick. Which,
the thing is, yeah, he's being funny, but he doesn't realise that, there was actually a time... Yeah, Mr. 97, where he was trying to back up the Daily Talk Show, and this was a few weeks ago when we didn't have a system at all. And can you describe what happened, 97s?
Oh, panic.
Why?
A lot of panic. Yeah. So I was setting it back up to go, and I accidentally configured it the wrong way.
You did the wrong way. So instead of backing it all up, he deleted the whole fucking thing. Could you see anything worse happening?
Imagine his little sphincter.
Yeah, he was like, I'd never get
pretty much.
He started doing that. Like, he actually, like, his hand was like, he was like resting his head on his arm.
I was trying to process what happened.
We defeated.
Yeah. But the thing is, how did it go? I just want to appreciate me in the moment. What happened?
Josh was great about it. He was like, so what can we do? How much have we lost? Yeah, I was like, mate, we've lost all of it.
I like it.
Well, what else can you do in those situations? You've got to be a good team.
Other than it was his last day. First job that he gets, fired.
The thing is, I always look at it as like, okay, what could I have done better? I probably could have communicated, like I should have checked. And so I think that's the only thing that you can do in those situations.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're trying to work out the solution of, like it is... It's everyone who plays in the digital space is relying on some kind of media storage. Yeah. I'm surprised my hard drives haven't gone at some point. I think I'm just lucky.
Yeah.
Like you're hypersensitive.
You don't want to be playing into. You do not want to play in that game where it's like, oh, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Well, right now we have a project. If we lost all of our data, we'd lose in excess of $80,000.
Yeah. And so you don't want that. But I constantly mention it because it's like we need to make sure that we have backups and all that sort of thing.
When you put the dollar figure, because it's like time people have invested reshooting things.
Yeah.
Oh.
You just don't want to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Road tripping.
Yeah.
Where would you go when you were growing up?
Oh, we went to Flinders as
a
family.
Which isn't a road trip.
Nah, it's only an hour. But then we used to go to a place called Marlow. Mm. Marlow, which was down Gippsland, quite far away, 4 hours, I think. Mm-hmm. But I have fond memories of going fishing, going out on boats, driving. Like, we had this property. Oh, I burnt my hand there, spilt hot chocolate on it. I was notorious.
Was that a joke?
No.
Legit.
But I was six. I wasn't fucking 19. But I remember I'd burn my hand all the time, and I burnt my hand there, and I just remember having to hold it in a bucket of water.
Yeah.
That was me at most things. My grandpa's 80th, 70th, hand in a bucket of water. Oh. Most nights, hand in a bucket of water.
I remember the time that I learnt that you could use a magnifying glass to burn things.
Oh, no, what happened?
No, I just like burnt it. It was during Easter. Oh, yeah. I just remember sitting just out the front.
I remember burning shit. Burning through paper.
The funny thing is that parents, like, you know, that's the, if you've got a boy, you know, a kid, the only reason they're using a magnifying glass is to burn stuff.
Of course.
Like, how did I even learn that? That's the other thing. There's got to be someone who says,
it's in Toy Story.
That's right.
Yeah, totally.
You are spot on.
And so you bring it back, and when you get the really small, it's all about getting that really small piece of light. That's when it gets the most.
I haven't done it in a long time. It'd be hard to do it in Melbourne in this time of year.
I mean, if you're 29, you're still doing it.
28.
If you're 28 and still doing it,
yeah,
what are you up to, bro?
The one thing that I have,
you might not be here. This is fucking bit weird.
This trip has been inspiring me to get a telescope.
They're very expensive.
It depends which one you get.
Jules Lund was going to get one. He asked around. Everyone willing to chuck in for a friend's birthday present.
Yeah.
I don't think he went ahead because of how expensive it was.
Could we do something? That would be a cool brand integration. The Daily Talk shows goes to space, but it's all like we actually go to the desert and we do like star watching.
I reckon we could find this guy. So on St Kilda Beach, 3D Do You'd Love This as a tourist. I even found it. I felt like I was in Barcelona or something on the beachfront where there's all sort of, you know, stalls and people pulling you into tourist traps. A guy had I don't know if it was, it's a reverse telescope, so it doesn't look up to the stars. It looks to the sun. And so he's like...
That's not a reverse telescope.
I don't know what they called it.
A reverse telescope, I was imagining, wow, how far in the ground does it see?
No, so the reverse telescope, maybe the opposite. So it doesn't look at night, it looks at the sun. And so there's only a few that can do it. And he had this sign on the ground that was like one of the only telescopes. And you had to pay... to look at the sun.
But what do we think it is?
It has like a big polarizing filter. Unless
it's
it was
a solar telescope.
Solar telescope? Maybe that's it. Anyway, it looked up at the sun. He did some branding around it and you paid. I didn't pay. But I think we could probably find him. And he's like, you can see the heat and like
cool.
Fucking fire on the sun. Like that's how far it went.
But so I do like the idea of doing something.
That bloke's trying to make money out of how much he spent on that thing.
It would be expensive.
It'd be so expensive.
Or maybe he's a wacky dude who built it himself.
There's some wacky people in. Nah, definitely. It was very, very fucking legit.
But the thing is, the right now where we are, there isn't that many stars. But
it's because we've got light around us.
Yeah, but about maybe half an hour before we got here.
Yeah.
We were stopping to take a leak, and I'm doing the driving, so I haven't been able to do much looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
And I was blown away at the amount of stars.
Oh, well, what are we, 2.5 hours from a capital city?
Yeah.
There's no light pollution out here. It's so nice.
And so, 3D Dill, you know, how did you learn what you know about the solar system?
I was pretty into like space and astronomy and stuff when I was in grade 12.
Uh-huh.
And, I just pointed the camera up at the sky to try and photograph it because I had seen people on Instagram were posting pictures of Jupiter and Saturn and stuff. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, I can do that.
I did that time lapse. I fucked it.
Rupert?
When I was in...
Central Queensland?
Yeah, Central Queensland. You could see the Milky Way move within the time lapse. We should have probably got out last night and done it.
It would be good, but I think there's definitely something we could do show-wise. Like, I would like to be... There's all those things. If I put it on the list, it's like, learn how to tie a knot, learn how, like, the solar system, like, learn how stars work.
I mean, that's what we learned in primary school. Don't you remember
that? But the thing is...
What were they called? A diorama? And everyone would do it of the solar system? Yeah. Like,
I just remember learning about cold fronts.
Cold fronts.
Do you remember, like, when... Like, I remember in grade 3 specifically learning that, like... on the weather map, what a cold front, like when they would do the cold front symbol.
It's no use anymore. Just get an
app.
What
do you mean?
Hey, Siri, what's the weather?
But this is what people say, just look at the radar. I know how to fucking read the radar. Isn't it true? How do you read the radar?
It's like,
the clouds are here now. Well, I know where the clouds are. How do I know where the clouds are getting?
It's pretty simple. Like you see like the real time, it's just like sends the clouds.
And so you're assuming the clouds just keep going the same way.
Well, I think it shows you the wind pattern.
Do you know anything about radars, 3D Dill?
Sorry?
Anything about radars?
You can't hear anything. You've got headphones on.
Sorry. Anything about radars?
Do I know
anything? Weather radars.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about radars.
Okay. What about you, Mr. 97?
Nah, I don't know anything about that.
All right, great. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. What's the deal with radars?
What do you mean radars?
Weather radars.
What do you want to know about?
Yeah, what's the question? It's like saying, what's the deal?
I'm pretty sure that they just send something like a balloon or something up into the atmosphere, and it's got little like sensors on it.
I love
it.
It's like, I don't know what it is, but I think it's a balloon that they put
it out.
Yeah,
I don't know what you wanted to know about. Okay. Like,
what do you want to know about?
No, I just want to know how to I would love to.
He's workshopping this as we're going, guys. Yeah.
I would love to have a screen in the office that had, if I could read the radar properly.
But hang on, there's apps that do it for you. Why do you need to add like this
What's the app doing? The app showing you the radar.
Yes.
And what I'm saying is
But then it shows you the real-time data of, you know, the incoming rain or the wind or...
Well, that's what excites me. There's an app that
it's
was
like
called...
the Swell Report. I used to do that as young guys. You'd look at like northeasterly winds, which would mean that it's going to have offshore... breeze, which will be better for the waves, and there's a bit of a tide. So I think you need to find something like something. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people know how to read the surf radar
yeah.
based on the thing that it will give them versus just going, what's the radar? Oh, I can walk to work.
You've just triggered me by saying the tide. This morning we learnt in New South Wales how to how to order a coffee that's...
I don't know how state official it is. I wanted to order, and I didn't want to confuse her. But I did. A strong three-quarter latte, which is not a... It's just a Melbourne order. There's less milk, strong amount of coffee. You know, lots of coffee. But she said, tide.
Yeah. And the problem is, you then asked one of our clients to go, and he was getting us coffee, and so he went to the local bakery, small country town, and he said, can I have four low tides?
We don't know if he
so he can't go there anymore.
Well, we don't know if he asked for the four low tides.
He did. He said, they looked at me strange. They had no idea what I was talking about.
Well, then it was the lady from the other cafe who's really fucked that, because I'd only heard the low tide thing in New Zealand. And I don't know, maybe ask your auntie who lives in New Zealand if low tide coffee's the thing. The place in Auckland, that's where I got it, from this bagel shop. Oh, you would have loved it.
I love bagels.
Action Bronson, who has a food show, did an episode from this bagel shop, and they cook all their own bagels. And anyway, I got this strong three-quarter latte, and she said, that's a low tide.
I do worry the food stuff.
What food stuff?
You just did a shaka on the official shaka, International Shaka Day. International Shaka Day. But no, they... I've got a slight concern that there's too much comedy going around my diet that I'm going to keep doing it as gear, like I did when I was a little fat kid, where it's like... positive response.
Can we get you back to 130?
Well, no. The thing is, it's like the... I was proud of myself yesterday.
Why?
Based on the McFlurry and what happened.
What do you mean? What happened?
Well, so we ordered three McFlurries. Mr. 97's a bit of a health nut, and so he didn't want a McFlurry.
Yeah.
And so 3D Dill had one because he's a animal. Unit. You are an animal. You are an animal. Yeah, I
am. When in Australia.
And so... It
was close.
Yeah. And so anyway, we got the McFlurries, the Oreo McFlurries, and we had fudge.
Yeah.
And you straight away, like the rat that you are, took the one with the most amount of fudge and said, this is my one.
No, I didn't say anything. I just went, shoo.
Yeah, he said, that's mine. Ha, 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 ha. And I was just like, cool about it. Did you not think like afterwards, like, I didn't get any reaction from Josh?
No,
about
but
that?
This is the reaction. You telling me that you really thought about it and thought you'd bring it to this show.
But did you think about it? Did you think about it? Josh didn't react. Maybe it wasn't that funny.
No, you did react.
How did I react?
Oh, yeah. See what you did there? I just see inside you thought about it, though.
Well, I wasn't going to let it rattle me. I think that's fair. We've got a truck who is, they've got their orange lights on and they're sort of reversing.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a good time for us to go.
Yeah, let's wrap this one up. It's been the Daily Talk Show from the Coonamoo Big Strawberry.
Hi, at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you want to send us an email, where should we do our next show from some form of big item?
Yeah.
Let us know if there's one in your town and we'll, Jesus is getting a little bit Sam Max. Which I love, Sam.
Hey,
Mack.
I think Sam Mack got nominated for a Gold Logie. So
please,
if there's a voting process, do it.
TV Week. TV Week.
Either way, I hope Sam wins the Gold Logie.
It's a Daily Talk Show. We will see you tomorrow from our new desk. We've been doing heaps of renos.
Oh yeah, the studio's looking great. Yeah. Back to you, Koshy.
yeah, that's right, Shai.
Is it? Yeah, back to you, Koshy.
All right.
Cash cow coming up after the break.
Let me do the outro.
Okay,
it's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow in the renovated studio. But definitely, if you want to watch an episode, you should definitely watch this one because the strawberry is very impressive. Yeah. Or even subscribe to us on YouTube. And the other thing, just very quickly, we haven't done this in a while.
What
just doing a bit of admin. Can someone leave a review? Because since on the Apple Podcast app, exciting stuff too with WWDC and Apple. They've separated out iTunes and Apple Podcasts.
God, are we doing a whole nother show? I thought you were wrapping up.
I know, but I just sort of...
It's cold.
I just got a level of energy. Okay. All right, today's the show. Bye. We'll see you tomorrow.